We're going to be talking tonight about the power of a thank you. You know, just the power of a thank you. I don't think I've ever heard anyone preach on that before. The power of just saying thanks. You know, but there is power in it. And we go here to 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 8. And Paul is talking here. He says, "For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came on us in Asia, as we were pressed out of measure above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life." I believe that's when he was stoned and all that. He ended up in the prison and all those things happened to him. He said, "But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will deliver us. Ye also helping together by prayer for us, that the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf." And what Paul was doing, he was taking an offering from the churches in Asia and in Greece, and he was carrying it to Jerusalem, where the saints were poor. They had a drought there, and they needed food, they needed money to support themselves, and so they took up an offering. And he's saying that by means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf, that people would get that food and they'd be thankful for it, and they would thank God. And in 2 Corinthians 4, going on to chapter 4, 15, it said, "For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God." And I had to look up that word redound, R-E-D-O-U-N-D, redound. It's something like a rebound was it basketball or something like that? Or have a rebound. But it goes up to God and God sends it right back as a blessing. You know, he hears those that are thankful, you know, giving thanks, maybe giving thanks for their pastor, giving thanks for the food, praying over the food. God counts a lot of things. He counts a lot of things. He says he has our tears in a bottle. I think it's in the book of Job. He mentions God has the tears in a bottle. He knows your heart. He knows when you've been crying. We've all had moments of sorrow in our lives. I know I have many, many times. But God saves all those tears. And also in the book of Revelation, it talks about prayer being poured out as incense. It said the smoke rises up before God, and said the smoke was the prayers of the saints, the incense, a sweet smelling savor, that God was going to finally fulfill what he said he's going to do, restore all things, and there'll be no more sorrow, no more crying, no more pain, no more of those things. Those things, former things, are going to pass away. But he also counts the thanks that we give. In 2 Corinthians 9:11, it says, "Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God." In other words, God was blessing them, and it causes through us thanksgiving to God, for the administration of this service not only supplies the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God, whilst by the experiment of this ministration they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution unto them and to all men, and by their prayer for you, which long after you for the exceeding grace of God in you. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift," Paul says. And I think when he's talking about God's unspeakable gift, he's talking about the Lord, because God sent his Son, you know, born of a woman, born of a virgin. And we just had our Christmas last month, and we think about him being born in that manger, you know, and the gift of God, you know, and he was born to pay the price, you know, the just for the unjust, to give his life a ransom for many. John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world," and that was him. And we give thanks to God, and God records all that thanksgiving, and he will send a blessing back. You know, we praise God. It says he gets glory from the thank yous, you know, that he, in this day, they were taking up the offering and sending it back to Jerusalem. In the book of Philippians 4:6, it says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You know, that the thanksgiving, God looks for that. He expects that. He knows he deserves it, you know, because he blesses. The one place in the Bible says God opens his hand and satisfies the need of every living thing. And he does everything we got. As I'll talk about, he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, but there's way more than 1,000 hills. He owns all the cattle and all the good things. You know, the stars above, the earth beneath, the sea is his, and he made it. And all the food we have, every breath we've taken, God has provided it. And he expects us to be thankful. And when we are, he returns a blessing. When we're thankful, when we give thanks, you get something. You need to pray for our pastor. If you get blessed, you know, you listen. I don't know. I listen on the internet a lot of times. I'll hear a preacher in Georgia, and I get blessed out of that. And of course, our church where I go is a Harbor Light Holiness Church. I enjoy the services there, and I give God thanks for our pastor. It says, enter into his courts with praise and into his gates with thanksgiving. And we have a thankful heart. God hears that, and God responds to that by blessing. I know he's blessed me down through the years. I hadn't always been blessed, but when I came to know God, when he saved my soul, I began to be thankful, and I try to help others, and they have they prayed for me, and they thank God for what we did. We have a missionary in Madagascar, and I help one in India. We have a brother over in India. His name is Samuel Pucci. I send him a little bit every month, and he's always thankful for that. But I believe God has blessed me through that, you know, just things. I was going in the church one day, and my pastor said, he gave me an envelope and said, here, this is from somebody. They don't want to know, they don't want you to know who gave it. He said, but this is for you. And I opened that thing up with a $100 bill in that envelope, you know. I don't expect that all the time. I don't do it for that. But it seems like you shovel out, give to God. It just even giving thanks, you know, not even talking about money, but just giving thanks. And God will send that blessing back to you. And I thank God for it. He's blessed me many a time and all through my life. Thank God for his mercy. Amen. I am thankful tonight. Thankful to be here. Praise God. God bless you.
Okay. Well, thank everybody for being with us. And if does anybody need prayer before we leave? Anybody all need prayer?
I would like to thank all of you for sharing your talents with us. That makes Amen. Our life richer. Thank you, thank you.
Amen. And God records all that. And he's got the hairs numbered on our heads. One man said, he's not only just counted the hairs, he's got them numbered. Like, this is number 25 over here. You know, he's got them numbered. You know, like you sit on a chair number or something like that. He's got them numbered, not just counted. Praise God. He knows all things. Praise God.